Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open, so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We're featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the word of God, the Lord will confirm what He has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, welcome to the Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, hallelujah, God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio. And yes, this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, we bless you, Lord God. We thank you for your word, hallelujah. Your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you, Lord, for being in the midst tonight. Hallelujah. We need you. Hallelujah. I know it's a song, but it's true. Lord, we need you every hour. Hallelujah. And in fact, we need you every moment, every second, every heartbeat, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we're looking to you tonight to just move by your spirit, to do as only you can do, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we're so grateful to you for all that you've done as we just think about you more and more on this holy week as we approach Resurrection Sunday. We just we can't help but just remember what you have done and think about you even the more, Lord God, and give you glory, give you honor, and give you praise. Hallelujah. So we just thank you, Lord God, and we just lift up each and every person call right now and who will be on even in the future, because you're leading people even to listen at different times. So we thank you, Lord God, that you just touch each and every person and every household as well. If there's anything wrong, we ask you to make it right. And whatever is right, because there's a lot of right things, whatever is right, we ask you to take it, dedicate it, and set it apart for your use and for your glory. We bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thank you all for coming on again. We just welcome you all tonight. It's always amazing to me to see people show up on the line. Hallelujah. And we're so very grateful. Hallelujah. We're excited about this broadcast tonight, and we're also excited about this time of the year. This is a wonderful time of the year. Hallelujah. And where this is known as Holy Week, because so many wonderful things happen on this particular week that really blesses all of us in so many different ways. Hallelujah. People call it Holy Week. Some people call it the Passion Week. But this is the week that Jesus went through so many things on all of these days during this week. And it led up to his crucifixion and also his resurrection. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I know most people celebrate it Sunday as Palm Sunday. It's what we call it, Palm Sunday. And then on Monday, I don't know if we call that any special thing, but, you know, the Monday after Palm Sunday. But still, there were things going on that day as well. And then Tuesday has been called Holy Tuesday. Wednesday has been called Spy Wednesday. And today, Thursday, has been called Maudy Thursday. And this was the day that Jesus was talking to his disciples, and they had what is known as the Last Supper or the Seder Supper. And he was talking to them, you know, intimately. And these last days, you know, that last week, he really, really talked to the disciples. And, you know, he knew that he was going and why he was going and what was about to happen. And he wanted the disciples to know. But he wanted to have that last meal with them before they left, and then even to remember the Passover of what, you know, what had happened. You know, this is when it was told on him, and he came, and Judas betrayed him with a kiss, and everything just really rolled after that, you know. So, and tomorrow we call Good Friday. And I just want to say some of you were on the broadcast last week, and I was talking about my travels. I just came back from Israel, and I think I've talked for about an hour and 15 minutes. I went other places besides Israel, but I spent time talking about Israel. And so all of these things that, you know, that we're going through even this week, remembering what Jesus did for us on this week, have become even more alive to me since I've been, you know, I've been there. I didn't get to see all the places. I didn't get to go to the Garden of Gethsemane, but I did go to the Church of the Sepulchre, and then I saw where the rock, you know, that Jesus stood on, and where his the cross, you know, went into the ground. And, you know, we actually got to kneel down and be able to feel that. And, I mean, it was just the thought of it, just the anointing. And one of the things that really, really blessed me, so many things did, but it's a, like a slab of rock that they laid Jesus on to prepare his body after the after he was crucified. And so it's just, it's kind of like out in the floor, because some of the things are kind of behind different things. You got to go downstairs or something like that. But this was, you know, right out in the floor. And so people were kneeling by it, and they were, you know, putting objects on it, like scarves, like oil, you know, their oil bottles and things like that on it. And so I just kind of kneeled down, and I had a scarf that that I brought with me from the United States. And I just, you know, as I was kneeling, touching the rock, I just took that scarf and just kind of rubbed the scarf on it. And, I mean, just the anointing was really tremendous on it. And so, you know, we got to go to some other places. We went to the Mount of Olives while we were there, and that's the place where after Jesus was resurrected, then and he stayed for the 50 days, and then he ascended. And so that's where the Mount of Olives, that's what happened on the Mount of Olives. And then when he comes back, he's coming back. Hallelujah. Where he ascended, he will come back and get us. Glory to God. So, you know, and I saw that, and it's just a, you know, a high, it's the highest point in Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is up anyway. It's a high point. And that's the highest point there. And you can see so far from the Mount of Olives. You can, our guide was showing us where the Dead Sea was. And the Dead Sea was about, I mean, if you drove there, it was probably about 45 minutes away. And you could see it from the Mount of Olives. You know, you could see that far. It was a very clear and beautiful day. So, you know, this week has always been, you know, since I've been saved and, you know the Lord, that this week has been just an awesome week to think even more about the Lord, and specifically about this part of his time here on earth and what he was doing for us, you know, coming to be made sin for us and to die for our sins, hallelujah, and then to take captivity captive, hallelujah, when after he gave up the ghost and take captivity captive, hallelujah, and come out with the keys of death, hell, and the grave, glory to God, hallelujah, you know, so it's just even more, I don't know, the best word I can come up with is more real to me. Hallelujah. You know, you believe things by faith, and when you can see the surroundings of where it really happened, where Jesus actually stepped, it does something. And I just praise God for that. Amen. So glory to God. Glory to God. So just, I know if you're listening here tonight, you're being prayerful about, you know, what tonight is. And I pray that God will even open up more for you as he did for me. And I'm praying for even more of a revelation of who he is and who we are in him. Amen. So without saying that, I just did a God in the Midst, Pearls to Ponder. Hallelujah, which I haven't done in a long time. So anyway, tonight we have some special guests tonight. You know, this has just been on my heart to do for a while. We have two more, well, we have tonight and we have next week. So we're doing Get 'Em Radio's couples special. And I have met this wonderful couple. We have been friends for, I would say, probably the past 8 years or so. And I have seen God do great and awesome things through this couple. They have been married for 51 years. Or I'll say over 60 years, because near the end of this month, it will be 61 years. From what, you know, every time I see them, they're all about the Lord. Hallelujah. And, you know, being in the presence of the Lord, doing the will of the Lord. We are in the St. Louis Healing Ministries together, and that's we met, and then we did the St. Louis Tent Healing Revival together, and shortly after that, we were in the St. Louis Healing Ministries together. So we have prayed together, we have traveled together, we have ministered together. And it's just wonderful to see a husband and a wife who are at this age loving each other and more than anything loving the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's so good to have them on the broadcast tonight. So I want to introduce to some and present to all my friends, Rita and Charlie. Or Charles, I'll say Charles, but I'll end up saying Charlie. Rita and Charles Dickman, welcome. Are you all there? Okay, we're looking for them. I know that they're on the line here. You guys, you might still have your mute button on. So press your mute button so we can hear you, so you can get out of mute. Hello. I was wondering if you guys were still there. Welcome,
praise
welcome.
Lord, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Good, good. Did you get to finish the last project that you were just doing?
Yes. Yes,
oh,
thank
okay,
you.
Wonderful. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so welcome. I was just introducing you all and, you know, about how we're in the healing ministry together. And it's just been a blessing knowing you all. I wanted to say also that a lady came in to the healing ministry and she came in to pray for us to pray for her. And she looked at Rita and Charlie, and she says, when we went to the other room, she said, it's so good that you have the older couple there who are there to intercede while you all are praying for people. I looked at her. I said, what are you talking about? I said, they're an integral part of this team. I said, don't get their age twisted. I said, they really pray for people, and people get healed.
Amen.
So, yes, hallelujah. So once again, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you for inviting us. the 26th of this month, we'll be married 61 years.
Okay, wonderful. I couldn't remember if it was the 26th or the 28th, so that's why I just said the end of the month.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Wonderful. Wow, 61 years. So we're going to get to hear some of the wisdom, but let's get started first with your favorite scriptures. You know, what is your favorite scripture or scripture the Lord has laid on your heart lately? If you don't mind, we're going to start with Charlie. So,
thank you, Barbara Kizzy. Apostle Barbara Kizzy, I'm sorry. My favorite.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Charlie. Go ahead.
My favorite scripture is Mark 11, 23 and 24.
Okay.
It states in there that whatever we ask of God, if we believe that, if we believe, we shall receive. And whatever you ask for, if you speak it out, God will hear it, and He will, and it will become yours through God. And
amen.
Yes, amen. I don't know if Rita has a favorite scripture ready now or not.
But I wanted to ask you something before you go on.
Why
is that scripture so, why is that your favorite?
Well, I read it every day, and I stand on it for things that we need, and God never fails. He always comes through with my request, and it has brought many things into my life, and I thank God for that, and I give Him all honor and praise for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. That's good. That's good. Okay. Rita, are you ready? Sister Rita?
Well, I have so many.
Yes.
Yes, so many favorite ones. Psalm 23, Psalm 91. But the one that just lately, in Psalm 92, I confess that I'm still bearing fruit in my older years, and I'm full of sap, vim, and vigor.
All right, now. So that's Psalm 92?
Yeah. I don't have my Bible in front of me right now.
Okay, I do. And that's a good scripture.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look at Psalm 92. What else? What verse is it? No, what verse is it? Psalm 92. I was going to look it up real quick.
I don't have my Bible in front of me, but I can go get it.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's all right. Okay. But we know it's in Psalm 92. Hallelujah. And we're going to bear fruit in our old age and be full of sap.
Yes.
Did I do that
right?
Yes. Okay.
Yes, amen.
Amen. So, that sounds good. And bear fruit at an older age. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, people, when they do get older and they're, you know, in their 70s and going into their 80s, you know, some people think that that's it, you know, that it's over. And I'm around, because I live in a senior apartment building, I'm around a lot of seniors. And, you know, and some of them are really bearing fruit.
Good.
You know, we have a lady in our building who is like, I believe she's 95 years old, and she's still over the, she put together a service once a month that everyone in the, you know, that everyone in the building can come to and worship, you know, once a month together. And she's still over that at 95 years old.
Hallelujah.
Still walking around.
God.
Hallelujah. And we had a 100-year-old woman who would dress herself and come to church every, walk into church every Sunday. That was very encouraging.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So since you're talking now, Sister Rita, we'll go back to Brother Charlie in a moment. Tell us about your salvation experience.
Okay. well, when I was around 36, 37, my next-door neighbor told me about her mom that was going to these prayer meetings at the St. Jude's Catholic Church over in Overland, and she was finding so much peace and joy because her husband had just passed away. So I went there all by myself, and I saw these people had what I wanted and what I needed.
Wow.
They had that love, that joy, and that peace. And because I knew I was going the wrong way. So it was a Catholic charismatic movement. They had a Life in the Spirit mm-hmm. seminar for 8 weeks. And on the seventh week, they prayed for the group to receive salvation and to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Well, when I said the sinner's prayer, oh, my word, God came in like a flood. I received his love. He washed over me and received his forgiveness. And I didn't receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit then, but I did after about 2 weeks. I was in my basement sewing, and I was seeking mm-hmm. this gift so much. So then I started singing in tongues. And the things that I did before I got born again, I never had the desire to do again. I was on depression
Hallelujah.
Medication for quite a while, but I didn't need them after I received Jesus in my heart, because he is my healer and my great physician. That's
Hallelujah.
It.
Now, that is quite a word right there. I mean, you've said a mouthful. First of all, Catholics, charismatic Catholics, and even while I just kind of talked to you about, you know, about the interview, and we kind of went over a few things. I mean, just even the thought of Catholics, you know, coming together and praying in the Spirit. Now, I have met some charismatic Catholics in my time, and as I told you, they were some wild people. It was good to to hang around them. I was like, wow, I thought you guys just spoke in Latin and, you know, did the holy water thing. And, you know, but I was just so happy to hear about this, that, you know, that you received Jesus. And, you know, I'm going to stop here for a moment because, you know, that I always had a question about, when you all say, I'm trying to think of what the Catholics say, you know, I believe in God the Father. What is that called? You know, I believe in God the Father, maker
the
of heaven and
Creed.
Earth.
The
Apostles' Creed. I couldn't think of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were saying the Apostles' Creed all that time, right?
Yeah, while we were in the Catholic Church, yeah.
Right. Well, I know you're not there anymore, but while you were in the Catholic Church many years ago,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Yeah. And but then when you prayed the prayer of salvation, you could tell that there was a difference.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
But, you know,
go ahead.
Well, you know, soon afterwards, the devil came in, you know, like Mark 4 describes the steel that which was sown. And these things start happening. My daughter was 17. She admitted she was pregnant. Praise God, she kept the baby, and we helped raise him. Then our son Mark had a bicycle accident. He shattered his ankle bones and had a plate put in his ankle. And thank God we had, thank God he brought us through those things, and we had many Christian friends to pray for us and thank him for his great mercy. So
yeah.
Thank God that she kept the baby. He's had a baby. He's 41 years old now.
Amen.
The only grandson I have.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God is good.
Yes. Yes, he is. And you know, and I think I had mentioned this before, is God makes sure that we have in us what we need before something happens that would have put us in a tailspin, you know, in our previous state. So, you know, it's wonderful that you were filled with the Holy Spirit, and because, you know, who knows what would have happened before, you know, if that had happened before. You may not have a grandchild now.
That's right.
Yeah. Because, I mean, back then it was different than it is now. You know, so much shame and you know, all of that.
Right.
So, so the Lord made sure that you all were ready. I know you went through something, though. I do understand that. Yeah.
And my Christian friends gave her a baby shower.
Amen.
Yeah. Anyway, we soon left the Catholic Church and attended a non-denominational church. And Charlie was upset about this at first, but I stood on God's word. And after a year or so, he also was born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. And also he left the Catholic Church.
Amen. I mean, I love to hear men speaking in tongues. I just love it. It's something. I mean, women, we do it, you know, but I just love to hear men speak in tongues. So, Brother Charlie, tell us about your salvation experience.
Well, she gave it away just a minute ago, so I'll expand.
I said, okay, I'm laughing at you. Go ahead.
Well, you got your nerve laughing at me.
Well, you know me.
Yeah, I do.
You know.
Very well.
Yes.
Well, shortly after... Well, I shouldn't say shortly, maybe a year and a half after Rita received her salvation, we attended a class at what was this school over there? We attended the class, and I accepted Jesus also, and said the sinner's prayer, and received Jesus into my heart, and received salvation, and also the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and.
Mm-hmm.
As time went by, I became more and more interested in finding out more things through reading the Bible. And and for the, well, I guess it's been now for maybe 20 years, I've been using a book from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called... Pursuit of His Presence. And I use that every day. It has something there every day by either Gloria or Kenneth. And it gives scriptures to follow what they have talked about in that book. And I read all of those. And I also read Psalm 91 every day. And I also read Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24 every day.
Okay.
And that's why, I think that's why Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24 ministers so much to me. And when I need to, I pray it for other people also.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that's about it.
That's good. That's good. So you have a daily devotional that you do, Pursuit of His Presence. Amen. Mm-hmm. And Psalm 91, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. When I first learned that, it was the somebody told me, this is a Christian insurance policy. You
yes,
need
it
to
is.
Know this. Yeah, and then I sought to memorize it. Amen. So yeah, that's wonderful, and that builds you up every day.
Yes, it does.
And I understand you both read that. Maybe
yes,
not
we
together,
do.
But you.
We don't read it together. We do it separately.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get up at different times.
Okay.
And a lot of times, you know, I'm finished with it before Rita makes breakfast for me. And most of the time, she doesn't do hers until after breakfast.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. So you got a good routine there. So while I'm talking to you now, Brother Charlie, what about your water baptism? Were you water baptized?
Yes, I am. It happened about 1985 or 86.
Okay.
It happened in a swimming pool. We were
all right.
At that time, we were attending a church called Heart to Heart, and the pastor was a woman, and she baptized me in that pool at where she used to live, and I came out of that even more aware of my Christian heritage, and I also began speaking more and more in tongues after that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That, you know, when I was there was a church I went to in New Jersey, and it was a, I'm trying to remember what kind of church it was. But what they did, they really believed in water baptism to the point where at any time, if somebody came in to the church, even at Bible study, and they said, I want to get water baptized, they always had the water fresh and ready, you know, for somebody to be baptized. And this is the first time that I saw people be baptized and come out of the water speaking in tongues. I had never seen that before. And so, you know, when you say that, you know, after being baptized that you, you know, you really spoke in tongues more, I can understand that after seeing that. So, Sister Rita, tell us about your water baptism experience.
Well, I belong to a Catholic Charismatic small group at the St. Rita, not St. Rita's, St. Mary's prayer group. And we had a fellow that was in our group that had a outdoor swimming pool, and the priest was charismatic. And so he came and water baptized me and others in the backyard.
Okay. In the backyard.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is just blowing my whole thought about Catholics.
Yeah.
I was telling you before, I thought they just took the holy water, sprinkled it on your head. And that was it. I didn't know they did any full submersion. Right. Well, I thought it was done as a child and not done after that at all, you know, in the Catholic Church. So I just didn't know.
Okay.
So, hallelujah. Amen. So things are. Now I do. Things are going on there.
Well, we soon left the Catholic Church, and we started attending a non-denominational church. And Charlie was at first upset about it, but, I said that already.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
And Charlie got over it.
Yeah, yeah. He joined in the fun.
Yes. That's always so nice.
But he did have a spirit of anger, but praise God, God delivered him from that.
Okay. Charlie, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I will. I'll say a few things about it, yes.
Okay.
I had that spirit of anger for a long, long time, and God come in my heart and changed that and softened the hard heart and gave me a peaceful heart. So I was able to overcome the anger and become more aware of his presence and live by his word. And I thank him for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, you said a couple of lines, but in the spirit I can just even feel, you know, just the depths of, you know, some of the depths, I should say, of how you feel about that. I still can perceive the gratefulness in you that you don't have that spirit any longer. Before we go on any further, what I'd like to do is just stop and have you pray for people who are still experiencing that spirit of anger. And, you know, just pray for them that spirit of anger won't be there anymore.
Father God, I just come before you right now, and I direct this towards people who will be listening to this broadcast, and if they have a spirit of anger, I just want to impress upon them that all they need to do is go go to Jesus and ask him to take that anger away from them and to restore them with a peaceful heart, and that they give thanks and glory to Jesus for doing that. And I pray in the spirit that they will receive and be gracious for what God, for what Jesus has done for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So,
can I say something?
Oh, of course. Yes.
I remember a time when Charlie and I had an argument, and I was so upset that I ran out of the house and down the street, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, go back and apologize. And I responded, no, I didn't start it. He told me again, go back and apologize. So I humbled myself and I went back and I apologized, and he also apologized. We forgave one another and it was over and there was peace. And, you know, it's better to have peace than to be right. So forgiveness is very important. And Mark 11:25 says, whenever you stand praying, if you have aught against anyone, forgive him and let it drop, leave it go, in order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you of your own failings and shortcomings and let them drop. And
amen.
It says, but if you don't forgive, neither will Father God in heaven forgive your failings and shortcomings. So think about this. Whenever you get in strife with one another, you allow the door to be open to those rattlesnakes to come in your house and to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
So we use 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 through 8 as a guide to walk in love.
Yeah.
To speak it out loud. And some, you know, there's some little annoyances that Charlie does, but you know, they're just little foxes that try to spoil the vine. So
mm-hmm.
we have to be aware. To be aware.
Amen.
Put on our whole armor every day.
Yes. Okay, I feel like you just want to talk for a little bit. Go right ahead. Don't hold back. Just go right ahead.
Okay. So we stand in agreement, you know, together on the word, Matthew 18:19, which says, if any two on earth ask the Father in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. There is power and agreement. So there's many times that we stood for other people and in our own family that God heard when we prayed in agreement.
Yes. Amen. Now, I know that you all had three children in a row. I know that that's a lot of praying right there.
Well, can I start with the beginning when we met?
Yes, that's a good place.
Well, I was a junior in high school. I went to Mercy High School. My girlfriend, Mary Ellen, had a boyfriend, and he had a boyfriend who needed a date. So she called me and asked if I would like to meet her boyfriend's friend named Charlie. So I asked my mom.
Okay.
She said, okay. So when he came to the door, I believe it was love at first sight. He was very good. Yeah, he was very good looking. He wore a black shirt and a white tie and had a flat top haircut. So we
went. Wow, Charlie, you were just really pretty cool.
He had a nice car, too. But we,
wow.
We went to a drive-in movie.
Just to let you know, she didn't, the car wasn't the main thing.
No, we didn't use his car on the first date. We used his friend's car. So we went to went to a drive-in movie the first date. And, of course, we sat in the back seat. And we got to know each other. So
Charlie.
So we started dating. And then went steady. And after a year and a half, we were married. And April 26, 1958, we made our covenant marriage vows before God and friends and family, and a commitment, a promise to love one another in sickness and in health until death do we part. So
Amen.
We were married at St. Rita's Catholic Church on Page and North and South Road. And we had 3 bridesmaids, 3 groomsmen, 2 ushers. We had a breakfast in the church basement that evening and a receptionist at a hall that night. And we had around 200 guests. It was a long day. But Charlie carried me over the threshold of our new home in Overland. So we honeymooned in the Ozarks. We rented a cabin for 3 or 4 days. So after 10 months, we were blessed with a daughter named Donna, and after 18 months, a son named Mark, and after 16 months later, another son, Douglas. So when we were first married, Charlie worked 2 jobs, went to school, was in the Air National Guard Reserves. He was a hard worker and a provider. So.
Amen.
So anyway.
Wow, and you guys were very fruitful, and you really multiplied quickly. That was
good.
Yeah.
So we've been on mission trips. We've been to Mexico. With a farmer pastor, and God used us mightily, and then we went to Kenya twice. I used to have a my own cleaning business, and my client needed some assistance in her health. So there was a lady that came to a health care nurse that came, and I met her, and we got to talking, and she was a Christian, so we prayed together, and she was from Kenya, and while I prayed for her, God gave me a word for her. She had a housing situation that she was concerned about, so the Lord gave me a word for her that she was going to move to a big house. And she was so excited when I talked to her the next time. She said, the Lord's given us a 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom house.
Wow.
But she was moving to Texas. So, I got to visit her in Texas, and I got to minister at her church. And then she invited us to go to Kenya. Her pastor was hooked up with several churches in Kenya. So we went two times, and God used us mightily in teaching and healing. And so now we, so we, right now we minister at our church in St. Peter's, Lifegate International. We're greeters and usher, and we feed the homeless once a month, and go to the healing rooms when we can every week. And
And we go out of town together sometimes, like to Kansas City, to minister there. Amen. Okay, that's great. Thank you. And I mean,
so
just to think of you all going to Mexico and to Kenya, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was. It was God using us a lot. So I enjoy gardening and walking, and I enjoy baking. Charlie was in the hospital for a short time with his heart, was AFib, but he's on medication, doing good. Believe in God to get him off, of the
Amen.
Medicine. So,
okay.
We pray, we read, and listen to other teachers. Keeps us going strong, growing strong, and walking by faith and not by sight. He's 82, and I'm 79. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So long life, he will satisfy us.
Amen. And you both look really good for your age.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
You really do. Amen. And I like the fact that you guys still kind of dress alike every now and then. And I took a picture of you, both of you. You came into the healing ministry with the red and black check shirts on. So you don't see it, but it's on Facebook.
Praise
God. And you look so cute. Now let me go back to Charlie for a minute. You told us about your wedding. That sounds like quite a wedding, 200 guests and your bridesmaids and groomsmen and all that. But I want to go back and say, Charlie, Brother Charlie, how did you know that Rita was the one for you?
Oh, golly. Well, I'll start with when I proposed to her. How's that?
Well, you can, but you before you proposed to her, you had to think something first.
Yeah, I did. Well, I knew I loved her the first time I saw her, first time we went out on a date, on the blind date, and things proceeded down the road, and after coming home one night, we went up on her front porch and sat down on the swing that's up was up there. It was like a chair swing, and I proposed to her, and we got engaged that night, and afterwards we went in and told her mother and father, and I don't quite remember what I don't remember what they said to us, but I think they were very happy that we were going to get married. And about what is it? About a year and a half afterwards. About a year and a half afterwards, we did get married, and I still love her as much today as I did then. And,
all right now.
she's sitting here clapping at me. I guess she agrees with that statement. That's about it.
Okay. So you proposed to her on the swing, on the front porch.
On the front porch. Yes.
Wow. That's why we need more front porches and more swings. I love swings on front porches.
Yeah. You don't see that much days.
Yeah, you don't. You don't. I got filled with the Holy Spirit sitting on a swing. It wasn't the front porch, but it was the deck. I was close.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a fondness for porch swings like that. So now we're going to – did you want to say something, Rita?
No.
Okay.
She said no.
We're going to open the lines for people in just a few moments, but I want to ask you one more question and give people an opportunity to get ready to press your number one key. You can do that now. Begin to do that now and get in the queue. You know, if you need prayer, you're married now, and you need prayer, they can pray for you. If you're not married, you want to get married, they can pray for you. You know, because Charlie did what the Bible says. A man who finds a wife finds a good thing. And so he found a good thing 61 years ago, and he stayed with her. Glory to God. So, you know, if you want prayer for that, or for anything, they are praying people. Okay? So now I just wanted to ask you this last question, and then we'll open up the lines. So there's something called love languages. And I'm trying to think of the name of the guy. I think his name is Chapman, that he came up with this idea of what is your love language? What does someone do for you that gives you this warm and fuzzy feeling, and you know that you are loved? And so they say that's your love language. There are five love languages. One is words. So if a person speaks to you, and I guess actually, you know, says I love you, and, you know, says, you know, nice things to you, then that's a love language. And that, you know, means more than something else that they would do. One is the love language of time, taking the time out and spending time with you, and then that gives you that warm and fuzzy feeling. I know that they love me. They're spending time with me. Another one is giving gifts. You know, just the right gifts, because some people can think of just the right gift, or, you know, they'll watch you like for a time and then say, oh, I know what they want. And then just at the right time, give you the gift that's really been on your heart for a long time. That gives people that warm and fuzzy feeling as well. Another one is service, serving someone, doing something for them, like even as little as helping with the dishes, or, you know, taking the garbage out without being asked to, or sweeping the floor, or, you know, let's say if you're doing something, Charlie, and then she comes in and helps you do whatever you're doing, just serving and just walking alongside you like that and helping, you know, what is that your love language? And the last one is touch. you know, some people get that warm and fuzzy feeling knowing, you know, when somebody comes in and hugs them or walks in the room and just gives them a kiss or something like that. So we're going to ask you guys, what is your love language? Rita, how do you know or feel about Charlie doing any of those five things that make you just know? I know you know he loves you, but that gives you that warm and fuzzy feeling.
Well, several ways, by his words of telling me that he loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And then touching, hugging, kissing. We do that every night before we go to bed. 'Cause
Amen.
He sleeps in one room and I sleep another because he snores.
Okay.
I remember a special gift that I think it was like maybe around our 25th wedding anniversary. I was believing God for a gold diamond ring. And I was standing in faith, believing for it. And one day we were at Kmart, and I said, oh, let's just look over there in the jewelry department. So we went over and looked, and there was the ring that I was believing for, and tried it on. It fit perfectly, and he bought it for me.
Wow. That's a nice warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Charlie, what about you?
Well, as far as the touching, I agree with her with the hugging and kissing at night before we go to bed. And by word.
Well, if that's that'll do it. Go ahead.
My word, I love you, is I speak that every night before we go to bed. Also, when we hug and kiss, and quality time. And quality time happens when we are together, and praying together, and
yes.
I guess that's it.
Mhm. Yeah. So that's really good. And, you know, some people, you know, may think, okay, wow, y'all sleep in separate rooms. But, you know, before you go to the other room, you hug and you kiss. And you tell each other you love each other and see you in the morning. So apparently that works for you guys. And that's what's important. You know?
Yes, it does work for us.
Yeah, because maybe you might not have been together 61 years if you had to sleep in the same bed every night.
Yeah. Well.
So, hallelujah.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so we'll open the lines for right now, and we always open the line first for Pastor Mom to come on. My mom, who's 86 years old, you guys have met her, I do believe.
Yes.
And, yeah, So anyone else who would like to press their number one key, you can do that now if you have any questions. You want to encourage this wonderful couple. This has been a really informative night, and I've just had a good time even learning more about them tonight. So if you have any questions, you have any comments, any encouragement, you need prayer for anything, you know, they have prayed for people to be healed, and we have seen healing take place. I know that they pray for people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That's one of their specialties, is to pray with people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, among other things. Oh, you probably don't have your name booked tonight, but that was one of the things that just really blessed me about you all, is when you ministered the names to people, you know, what their names mean, and prayed over them for their names.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen you guys do that, but that's wonderful.
Yeah. And even when I think about it, when we go out to eat, I'll bring that book with me, and I'll ask the server when I see their name if they know what their name means. Usually they don't. So I look it up and write it down for them, and they're so blessed.
Yeah. And I was something else that come to mind about what you all do. And it's just wonderful. So first, we'll talk to Pastor Mom, and then we see someone else has pressed their number one key. And so anyone else, this is a great time to press your number one key. After we speak to the people who have pressed their number one key, then we're just going to have the Dickmans to give us any closing remarks and close us out in prayer. So we'll open the line first for Pastor Mom. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Good evening, everybody. I am good listening to you all tonight. I think that's a wonderful thing to be married 61 years. That's a good thing to do. And I thank the Lord for you all, because both of you all have prayed for me, and it was real good. And I thank the Lord for you. And
thank you.
Amen. So, before Pastor Mom goes,
61 years.
Thank you.
You said another 61 years.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
I believe in live to 120.
Yes. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Thank the Lord for you all. I thank you all for loving each other.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, so you guys pray for my mom before you before we get her off the line.
Her name is Willie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Willie. That's
yes.
Right.
Okay. But you want me to want us to pray now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Father, we just praise you and thank you for our Pastor Mom, Pastor Willie. We thank you, Father, for the long life that you've allowed her to live on this earth, Lord. We thank you for many more, Lord. And we thank you for the gifts and talents that you've placed in her. We thank you, Lord, that she is a blessing to everyone. We thank you, Father, that she is more confident in you. Each day she gets up, Lord God, I thank you for everything that you have deposited in her and that she freely gives forth. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus, that she is an overcomer. She has overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of her testimony. We thank you, Lord, with long life you satisfy her, God. Thank you for strengthening her inner man and her outer man, God. Thank you, Lord. praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and honor you, glorify your name. And thank you, Lord. We just praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Charlie, you have anything?
Father, we just thank you for Pastor Mom, Pastor Willie, and we speak great things over her. She is one of God's favorite persons, and she brings God such glory as she travels through the journey of life. And in that journey, she blesses other people and brings joy to everyone that she blesses. And we thank her for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Man, thank both of you.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I always like when people pray for my mama. All
mm-hmm.
right. Love you, Pastor Mom.
I love you all, too. And thank you all for the good prayer and the good talk tonight. And
all
I
right.
hope have a good night. Love all of you. Thank you.
Good
love for all of you.
When we
Amen.
Lie down.
Love you, too.
Love you. When you lie down to sleep, your sleep will be sweet.
Hmm. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I want to say something else about Rita. I think Brother Charlie does this too. But when we're praying for people, the Lord shows them visions of, you know, like maybe a snapshot of something. It gives them a visual as they're praying. So if you all get that, then you know, feel free. Just you know, be free.
I just saw something for your mom. You
okay.
were opening a drawer. She was opening a drawer, and she found something that she hadn't seen for a while. That maybe she misplaced, and then she was excited.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, she doesn't open the drawer as much, so when she opens the drawer, she's going to find something.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, hey, thank you. Thank you. So we'll open the line now for area code 314-514. Anyone else, we encourage you to press your number one key now. Next is going to be Pastor Catherine. Welcome. You're on the air. 314-514. Hi.
Okay. Hi, this is Gloria Gardner.
Oh,
and I am a longtime friend of Rita and Charlie's. And I just wanted to give them a word of encouragement to keep on going for the Lord. Keep on going strong. I have so appreciated over the years their friendship and their fellowship. They have stood by me through many hard times. I so appreciate Charlie's humble spirit. He has a servant's
Amen.
Heart. And a true devotion to the Lord and to his family. And Rita is my longtime prayer partner, and we are still praying together on a daily basis if we can. And so I just want to tell you guys I love you and keep going strong for the Lord.
Amen. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for praying for me. Thank you. Apostle Barbara for this program. It's been an encouragement. It's been a a blessing, and I know you're a blessing to many, many throughout the world. So thank you.
Well, praise God. Thank you. Thank you for calling in tonight. Amen. You have the sound, your voice sounds like a prayer warrior, an intercessor.
Well, Rita and I are getting more determined every day, aren't we, Rita?
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
We're going to go at it more fervently in the days to come.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we are.
Well, I am hearing something for you, and I'm hearing that the Lord say that he's renewing your youth as the eagles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And any bit of you, Sister Gloria.
Yes.
Amen. He's renewing your youth as the eagles. Hallelujah. And
thank you.
He's removing any weariness from you. He's removing it from you even now in the name
thank
of Jesus.
Lord.
And all of the things that you've gone through in the past, that's being just wiped away from you. The labor to do what you've done in the past. And the hardness of the labor, that's gone now. And everything is going to be easy and light. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. What I'm seeing is that you have broken a ceiling through a ceiling. Hallelujah. It's like the ceiling is gone now. And the sky is the limit. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I receive that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, God bless you, and thank you for calling.
I see you on a pogo stick. Pogo stick, jumping and leaping.
Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm going walking and leaping and praising God. That's right. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amen. Thank you again.
Did you? Okay. Anything, Brother Charlie?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless you, Sister Gloria. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bless you.
Amen. All right. Pastor Catherine, we're going to open the line for Pastor Catherine. Anyone else who wants to say anything, this is the time to do it. Otherwise, after we finish with Pastor Catherine, we'll be giving closing remarks and closing prayer. So press your number one key now if you like to. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. It was so good to hear Rita and Charlie tonight. What a blessing. You know, I was trying to remember the first time I met them. I can't even remember when the first time I met them. But anyway, nevertheless, every time I see them, they are so humble. And I want to thank them so much once again for my blanket that was sold in February. I just love it. And I just want to say thank you all so much once again. It's such a blessing to see someone that had been married for 61 years. What a blessing.
Amen.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. And still living together, still married.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And can still talk about the day that they met. Praise
amen.
God. What a blessing. So it was so encouraging to hear you all and I just learned a little more about you tonight.
Praise God.
Yeah. That was so lovely how you all met, and even the things that happened to you down through the years. You're such an example to others, and even as I look at you guys, you know, you all and also my mom are the ones that keep me going. Because even though you're not that much older than me, but however, you're a little ahead of me, and so that helps that encourage others that are coming behind you. So I just want to say thank you all so much for just staying in the race with the things of God. And I know that I'm not the only one that you're encouraging, but you're also encouraging others too. So I just want to say thank you all so much for your work, for the kingdom of God also, and you have not given up. What a blessing. So I just want to say thank you, and it's been such a privilege and honor just to hear you all tonight talk about your marriage. And even not only your marriage, but you know how you came to the Lord. So praise God. And thank you,
Apostle.
Thank
you, Pastor Catherine, for saying all that. Appreciate that.
I appreciate Apostle also for having you guys on. I mean, because now I know something about you all that I didn't know.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah, me too. I get to sit and spend time with them and, you know, and ask questions. And so it's been a blessing to me, too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're enjoying the warmth of the blanket.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm. What a blessing.
Okay, and I want to ask Charlie, do you have anything? Are you hearing anything?
He went down
okay.
to get the other, because this phone's battery's going out, so he's going to get a different phone.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, well, thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Well,
thank you for your
love
wonderful
y'all.
Support.
Yes,
okay, love you too. Have a blessed night.
Hope to see you guys next Tuesday.
Yes. I believe in
okay.
no rain or snow.
Right. Because it could happen. Okay, have a blessed night. And thank you for saying next Tuesday, because I want to say something about that as we close tonight. Okay, well, God bless. Love you, Pastor Catherine.
Love you all, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. You can press your number one key if you'd like to, but I just wanted to, before we have closing remarks and closing prayer, I wanted to say what the healing ministry is doing on this Tuesday, which is April the 23rd. We're going to have a guest speaker to come on that evening. It's going to be, every Tuesday we have the St. Louis Healing Ministries, where the three of us are, plus others. And so we're at 6923 West Florissant, and that's at the Word of Faith Church, where Pastor Catherine Coleman, who was just on the line, she's the pastor of the church, and she has just blessed our ministry to be able to meet there at the church on Tuesday. I'm not a part of the ministry. Neither are Rita or Charlie and several other members. We go to other churches, but we meet there on Tuesday, and then some of her church members, Pastor Catherine's church members, are there as well. And so, you know, we are the St. Louis Healing Ministries. So we have a special guest. His name is Bishop Arthur Geis. And he's from the Spirit of Liberty Church of God from Markham, Illinois. And he's going to be there at the Healing Ministry, Word of Faith Church, on Tuesday, April the 23rd, 2019, at 7 p.m. So hopefully you can come and, you know, bring someone with you, because, you know, we're expecting God to heal, set free, deliver, to have a word from the Lord that night. And if you have any questions about that, well, you can, if you come on our Facebook page, and our Facebook page is God in the Midst, M-I-D-S-T. And so we have a flyer on that page, and so you can see the information some more. And or you can call the St. Louis Healing Ministries phone number, which is area code 314-591-2959. 314-591-2959. And Sister Rita is the one that mans our phone. Hallelujah. So I don't see anyone else that has pressed their number one key. But we'll do a quick shout out to some numbers that I do know on the line. That's Pastor Price from Memphis. We praise God for you. Welcome, welcome. And my goddaughter, I think that's your new phone number, Minister Rachel, shout out to you. I think I see Sister Carrie from St. Louis, shout out to you. And I see another line. I don't know if that's Sister Debbie, but a shout out to you as well. And the other numbers, I don't know, but thank you for being on the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, Sister Rita. Oh, okay. That's the number. That's your number right there. Sister Rita?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
All right. Yes. Yeah, we're here. So we want you and Brother Charlie to give us, both of you can do it. I'll let you start where you'll give closing remarks, Sister Rita, and you could do a closing prayer. Well, both of you do closing remarks. You do closing remarks and then give it to Brother Charlie to do closing remarks, and then both of you guys can do closing prayer as well.
Well,
okay.
I just thank the Lord, thank the Holy Spirit for allowing us to be a part of this, and I thank you, Lord, for whatever we have said tonight that could be a blessing to others. I thank you for that. That
Amen.
There's hope for those who are struggling in their marriages. And I thank you, Lord, that you give them strength in their inner man and outer man.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. That's good. And I was kind of thinking of having you pray for people. That was a prayer for people who to encourage them in their marriage. Okay, Brother Charlie.
Yeah. First of all, Apostle Barbara, I thank you for having us on tonight. And I speak to the people who need prayer. And I ask God to heal them of everything that they need healing of, whether it be sickness, whether it be finances, whether it be wanting a better relationship with God the Father and better relationship with their spouses. And I just pray that God gives them their desires and meets all of their needs according to his glory in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, well, thank you all so much. And we just thank God for this night because, you know, it seems so simple, but I just even feel in the spirit that great things were done tonight because, you know, people are being ministered to right now on the line. But in years to come, people will be able to hear this broadcast, even in the future, even your children's children's children, because these things that are on the internet are going to remain on it. And they'll be able to listen to it and say, wow, that's my great-great-grandfather's voice I'm hearing, you know. And so that's going to be a blessing for them to be able to hear it even in the future and be able to partake of the wisdom here tonight. And we give God praise for that. Well, and we pray for both of you. I know you're up late for you tonight. And so I pray for strength in both of you in the name of Jesus, that as you go to bed tonight, that yes, you too will have sweet sleep, and that God will even redeem the time that you have spent here with us. Hallelujah. And that he'll do exceeding abundantly above for you all, greater than you could ever ask, think, or imagine, even greater than your 120 years. Hallelujah. And we give God praise and glory for that. Amen.
And I wanted to
encourage you all. I saw this on Facebook not too long ago. Somebody sent something to me where there's a couple who have been married for 82 years.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
82 years and the husband is 103.
Oh my.
And the wife is 100 years old.
My.
They're from North Carolina. The husband's name is DW, and like I said, he's 103, and the wife is 100. And they have a video of them sitting at a table. She has a little crown on her head.
Oh.
And they were being interviewed, and they were asked, what is it that would keep you together for 82 years? Can you tell us? And they said, trust, patience, and just being nice to each other is the key. So
that's good.
Even
very good.
Yeah, you agree with that. Trust,
yes.
Communication, and being nice. And
yes.
Hey, and all of that is part of the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. So just to encourage you youngins by the 100 and the 103-year-old, it says you guys are going to live well past 120, just so you'll know that trust, communication, and just being nice to each other.
Well,
so,
you know,
once again, I just... Uh-huh.
You know, we were in home groups for a long time, and when we were closing out, we sang this song. We were in a circle, and we looked at one another.
Mm-hmm.
We sang this song, and it goes like this.
Okay.
Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of my King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Oh, that's sweet. Amen. Yes. I love you with the love of the Lord. With that, we'll say good night.
Good night.
And, And good night. You all have a blessed night. And thank you again for coming on the broadcast. We really enjoyed you. And everyone else, have a blessed night as well.
Thank you.
Y'all tell the people them, don't.